more grace and welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
Acts chapter 2, God began to do with my heart about this is what we're going to talk about and really get into this. And I hope y'all be patient with me so I can really teach this like I want to. But Acts chapter 2, verse 42, look at what the word of God says. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Verse 43. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things what? And sold their possessions and goods. This is tough. And parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people. And when they had that kind of spirit, the Lord added to the church. But he didn't add when they came to church. He added daily. Such as should be what? Say. Give me Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Look at what it says. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with what? Boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of, pay attention to this, they were of one heart, one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Come on, come on, come on. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Nobody lacked. For as many as were possessors of land or houses sold them and brought the pieces of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles were surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet. Let's go back to Acts chapter 4, verse 32. And the multitude of them that believe were of what?
One heart.
One heart and what?
One soul.
They were what?
One heart.
And what?
One soul.
One more time. They were what?
One heart.
And what?
One soul.
Can I pay attention to this? I read a story of an old couple who decided to go to lunch together. And when they got ready to go to lunch together, the husband walked in. He went and ordered a sandwich, one sandwich and a fry, and told his wife to go sit down. His wife went and sat down. He waited on the one burger, fries. And when they sat down, he cut the sandwich in half. And the wife began to eat the fries. And a young man came over and looked and said, I'm assuming that all you could afford was one burger and fries. If you would like, I would love to buy you a burger. And he said, no, I'm just fine. Everything is good. We're good. And so the lady ate the fries, and then his wife ate the burger. And the young man said, sir, please, I see your wife sitting here eating, and you're not eating nothing at all. Give me the teeth. All right. They share dentures. Now, I want you, one heart, one soul. Somebody shout, one heart, one soul. They were so one that they shared each other's teeth. Slap somebody and say, that's one there, that's one. Of course, this scripture can be taken out of context. Of course, most communities, you have a group of people called the Humanites, and you have another group of people, the Hunanites, you have another group of people called the Amish, who took this scripture, and none of them own anything. They sell everything they possess and bring it together and form a community together. They mean well, but in actuality, it's taken out of context. Because Lydia had a house. Simon a tanner had a house. And the problem with most of us who have been in church for any length of time, we seem to always go from one extreme to another extreme. You know, it's just like most of you who were raised in legalism and tough rules, you got to dot every I, cross every T. We were raised in that in the extreme. And then you got into a revelation of grace that God don't deal with you based on how you live. And it ain't about your works. It's about his work. And some of you did not find the balance, went to the other extreme and begin to believe I can live like I want to live because grace is going to cover it. By nature, we take things out of context. Some of us, you are hilarious givers. I mean, you just give. Give, and it's great. But then some of you don't discern when the Spirit is not releasing you to give. Because you just heard one message, give. And that's all you hear. So you went from one extreme to all you do, you give so much, I'm broke. The same that is seed is also bread. The same seed to the sower is also bread to the eater. And you have to discern when what you have is seed and when it's bread. Sometimes what you receive is supposed to be bread. You're supposed to have a good time with that. But you got to be discerning to recognize, is this bread from a seed? Or is this seed for me to get more bread? Somebody shout extremes. Some of you are too nice. You understand? You're so nice that your nice is demonic because it's now passive aggressive. You really got problems. You really got attitude. Everybody can tell it. It's all over you. But in the name of, I ain't going to say nothing. You don't say nothing. But your whole mood has shifted the whole room. Come on, church. Somebody shout extremes. That's what we do. We go from one extreme to another. Some of y'all too nice. And then when God deliver you from being nice, guess what you get? Too mean. Some of you are too trusting. You open your... Now you don't went to the other extreme and don't trust nobody. You go from extreme to extreme. Look at somebody, and I want you to see that, because even though you think it's okay, in actuality, you're wrong. And the mere fact of going from one extreme to another extreme, God calls it an abomination. Give me Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. The Bible says something does. It's a false balance. Is what? But a just weight is his delight. What am I telling you? No matter what we teach, no matter what I teach, no matter what I say, you must have what? Balance.
Gotta have balance.
Some of y'all are extremely bound, and some of y'all are too free. From jail. But being released from jail doesn't release me to commit another crime. And some of y'all got released from religion, but left your religion and begin to commit spiritual crimes. Wow. In the name of your freedom. Because you went from one extreme to another extreme. Am I helping somebody?
Yes.
Look on your left and the right again and tell them you got to have balance. Acts chapter 4, verse 32. Let's look at it in the NIV. It says in the KJV that they were one heart and one soul. But NIV says all the believers were one in heart and
mind.
No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. That doesn't sound like this church. We share what we want to share.
Limited supply.
Because we don't have a revelation. That the word of God says, somebody shout, one heart,
one heart
and mind.
And mind.
Say one heart,
one heart,
one mind.
One mind.
Say it again, one heart.
One heart.
What's next?
One mind.
Say it again.
One heart.
Come on.
One mind.
I know it seems like I'm saying no, but faith come by what?
Hearing.
Let's one heart and sticks. Anointed. Acts chapter 2. They received the Holy Ghost. The power of God doesn't fail, but Peter and John now are in jail because of the lame man they healed in Acts chapter 3. Remember, Peter and John went to the temple. At the hour of prayer, there was a lame man sitting there. They looked at him and said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. The man gets up, and as a result of what they do, they put him in jail. Y'all going to jail, because y'all around here doing some crazy stuff. You go in jail. But the man comes to court and testifies.
Hey.
I said, I don't know what y'all putting that man in. I don't know what they in jail for. I was lame and I can walk. Now, if that's a crime, let it be. But you need to let these men out.
Yeah.
They let them out. But they let them out with a condition. The condition was, do not mention the name Jesus. I can imagine they said to them, you see, we killed your Savior. Don't think we won't kill you. Are y'all listening to me? So they are now in jail. We killed. They go tell the church exactly what just happened to them. Everything that they told them not to do, they did it. Don't sound like this church do it. This church do whatever the government tell them to do. This 21st century church is bound by the government. Whatever the government they tell you not to have church, you won't have it because you're scared to go to jail. But those men didn't mind going to jail for what they believed. They told him, don't you mention that name. They got right out and went and testified. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. They went and testified about what Jesus did. And now the church was in a tight spot because everything they did was Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus was not a part of their life. He was their life.
Right.
The Bible said in Acts 2, what you read first, it said they continued daily, steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, eating, breaking bread. So guess what that means? They ate Jesus. They slept Jesus. When they sat down to talk, they wasn't gossiping. They was talking about Jesus. Quiet church. They didn't sit down and have meetings talking about other folk and keeping up mess and gossip. Their conversation was Jesus. Do you know that the mess in your life, when you wouldn't get caught up in mess if your conversations was about Jesus? Didn't the Bible say be holy in all manner of conversation? All they did was ate Jesus, slept Jesus, talked Jesus, and they got a choice now. Either we can stay in faith, or we can go to jail, believe in God, and if we do, just know that it's a possibility. You're going to jail, and you're going to be killed. You know, I read that scripture, and I said, Lord, give the church that boldness again. Yes. Now, I want to say something to you, because these were not just old people. These young folk.
That's right.
Some of y'all miss this. Y'all keep thinking that Peter, Paul, and Matthew, and y'all, Jesus was only 30 years old.
That's right.
Those under him was 30 and under. These are teenagers, 21, 22, who left everything. Left their life goals, left their life dreams, left their life ambitions to follow Jesus.
Hallelujah.
These are young folk. These are old folk. These are single folk. These are married folk. These are new believers. These are old believers who just got told, if you keep serving God, we gonna either put you in jail or you gonna die. Just imagine you being 20 years old, just graduated. It's coming, America. You don't believe it, but it's coming. Just imagine you just getting out of school, just getting ready to get, just got married. And your man of God come and tell you, if you stay with God, I'm telling you what your destiny is going to be, death or jail. You got a choice at that very moment whether I'm going to serve God or whether I'm going to enjoy my marriage.
Come on.
Serve me. Or you might have to give up your college, give up your ambition, give up your dream, give up your goal. If you're going to serve me, look at the response. Give me Acts chapter 4, verse 24. Look at the response of these people. I'm about to get happy, y'all. Look at their response. And when they heard that they're going to kill them. When they're going to kill you. They're going to put you in jail. They lifted up their voice to God.
Yes, sir.
With one accord. And said, Lord, you God. You're the one who make the heaven and the earth. Glory! You're the God of heaven and the God of earth and the God of the sea and everything that's in the sea. Who by the mouth of thy servant David have said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together of Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentile and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, look at the way they threatening us. They trying to kill us. They trying to shut us up. But I'm asking you to do something. Give us boldness. Hey, I don't want to be no coward. I don't want to be no Christian that's ashamed of the gospel. Put something in me that I can speak with confidence in the face of my enemies. Unto thy servants boldness, so I can speak the word by stretching forth your hand to heal. Y'all gotta hear this. This is why we're in trouble. COVID-19 shut the church down. COVID-19 was an opportunity for God to stretch forth his hand to heal. And so that signs and wonders, hey, while the Muslims are dying, while the Buddhists are dying, while the atheists are dying, we're saying, come over here. We lay hands on the sick. We cast out devils. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Give us boldness. Let signs and wonders be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. I'm about to get happy. And when they prayed, hold on here. Hold on. Go back to verse 24. Go back to verse 24. Go back to 24. We're going to go back to 31. I'm about to get happy. 24. When they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God. How? See, everybody, life had been so transformed by Jesus that wasn't nobody in church with ulterior motives. Wasn't nobody in church playing games with other agendas. Their life, see, let me tell you something. They didn't have time to play because their life was on the line. They didn't have time to go through the motion, because if they didn't serve God, it was either death or jail. And that's what God's going to have to do to this church, because we're playing games, but God's going to send something of fire. Tell three people around you, stop playing church. Glory! Hallelujah to God. Be seated. I'm coming. They lifted their voice. They lifted their voice. One accord. Everybody, nobody got scared. Nobody lived. It wasn't a group over here saying, Lord, we trust you. Lord, we trust you with COVID-19. And another group over there saying, I don't know, Pastor, you better use wisdom. That's why we ain't got no miracles, because ain't nobody on one accord.
This is split group.
See, we got too many people in here who don't believe what I'm preaching. See, you can shout, but it's another thing to walk this thing out. Can you walk out healing when your body being attacked? Glory to God. When you're losing your taste. Come on, y'all ain't saying when you're losing your smell. When you're coughing. When you're congested. When you feel aches in your body. Can you speak to your body and say, with his stripes, don't care how I'm feel, I'm healed today. Easy to talk when ain't nothing wrong with you. All this healing is easy to talk when you ain't sick. Y'all sit down. I ain't done. All this, he's my provider, easy to say when you got money.
Yes.
Easy to say when you got your little savings account. Easy to say when you know your check coming every 2 weeks. Oh, he's my provider. Oh, when the stimulus run out. I don't need no stimulus from the government. I know who my stimulus is. I will look unto the hill. Y'all ain't talking back to me. Y'all making me get happy. I ain't trying to get happy in this service. They was with one accord. Y'all, listen. God did not send you here because you know something. God ain't sent you here to help me. I want to let you know that right now. If you tell me something, God sent me to KCC to help. Leave now. Because you ain't going to be under my authority helping me. God sent you here because you need help. And even when you help, your help got to be under authority. God got me there. God really got me there just to intercede. Sit yourself down. You need intercession. You don't need prayer. Something wrong with you. You need deliverance. Because you're an intercessor and you nasty. You're a prayer warrior and you don't speak to people. Come on, speak. Come on, where that shout at now? Speak in tongue now. Y'all ain't saying nothing, I'm really, they don't want me to sing, because if I sing, the atmosphere shift. You need to shift. Your spirit, y'all ain't talking back to me here. You need to get your spirit right. You need to know how to treat people that hurt you. Easy to treat people right that do you good. I judge your maturity by how you treat your enemies. Come on. It was with one accord. You come recognizing God sent me here because I need something. When I'm in a situation, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? I don't come in here thinking I know something. Lord, you're trying to show me something. I don't even recognize it, but I'm going to sit here long enough and wait on you and learn this lesson. Don't know why I'm here right now, but I'm going to stay here. And by the time I leave, I'm going to know why you sent me here. Won't he do it? But when you come to a ministry with a motive, with an agenda, when you come thinking you know why you're there, you're not ready to come under. Because you may think you come for one reason and God got a whole nother plan. Somebody shout one accord. Come on, say one accord. Remember now, on the day of Pentecost, they was with what? That's why the Holy Ghost came. Acts chapter 4, they get a threat. Nobody in the church run out.
Amen.
I'm telling y'all, all this faith, believing God, if somebody came in here right now and said, y'all are in direct violation of COVID-19 rules, and I'm sending you to jail, some of y'all going to be sneaking out this door. Excuse me, Pastor. Amen. Amen. You know why it's hard? You know why it's hard? You know why it's hard to stop Muslims? They're unified.
They're unified. Yes, they are, prophets.
The Muslims, they're unified. My God, the police had beat that man up in jail on Malcolm X. Yes, and the man walked up to that hospital like this. They said, we demand you help him. They walked him to the thing and they helped him and walked. And then Malcolm X did his hand like that, and they start moving. And that man said, that is too much power for one man. Unified. Do you know how schisms and backbiting and become one? Can I keep going, church? Verse 31. Come on, go back. Verse 31. And when they prayed, the place was shaken. Where they were all what? Assembled together. And they were all filled with the what?
Holy Ghost.
But watch this. They Holy Ghost didn't make them speak in tongues. You say you got the Holy Ghost and you scared?
Wow. That's good.
The Holy Ghost give you boldness. In the face of your unregenerated daddy. Your ungodly mama. Love you. But you can't. Don't. You're walking on territory. You don't know nothing back. Come on now. Bonus. Back up, mama. Love you. Back up. Don't speak on that now. Bonus.
Thank you for listening to the Prophetic Radio Broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Jacks in Jacksonville, Florida, every Sunday at 8 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. at 2104 North Main Street in Jacksonville, Florida. Or at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina, every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. at 3409 Brookshire Boulevard in Charlotte, North Carolina. Or call 1-833-522-5433. You can also visit us online at kccharlotte.org, kccjacks.org, or briankarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. More grace. We're excited about your future.